Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Let me welcome Mpho Sibanyoni on the line. Mpho, good evening and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good evening, Ray Godfrey. Thank you so much for having me in, and good evening to the listeners.
We are now talking about the issues of the heart. So many things have been said about the heart and what have you. Maybe you'll come with the real answer to, you know, the questions that many people had about this heart aspect. He broke my heart and all that. Maybe the connection between the physical heart and that heart, you know, it gets broken over and over again and all that. Maybe after this, we'll have, you know, a clear understanding of the role the heart plays in certain areas of our lives, including our love lives, other than just pumping the blood. Perhaps there is another heart that is there that it might not be pumping blood. Maybe it's pumping love or something. But we're looking forward to be hearing from you this evening. Welcome to Radio Pulpit, and do go ahead and share with us on this issue here, the issue of the heart. Maybe you can explain to us what the heart is and what does the heart do.
Thank you so much, Godfrey. The issue of the heart is being defined differently in depending where are you actually driving it from. So spiritually, we know, or let me just start with the physical aspect of it. When we talk about the heart, you know that we're talking about literally the heart that, you know, is in our body, that pumps the blood, that has got many functions that benefit the body. And we know that the heart is actually the engine of a human being. Once it stops, then everything has stopped. And how do you see that? That's when, you know, when somebody has got the brain that is not working, that people who believe that the brain is actually the engine. But, you know, when the brain is damaged, when the brain is going through stuff, we can still leave. But once the heart stops, everything stops. There are people who would be like with their brain damage, sitting there with a damaged brain. And because of their situation, the doctors will advise that, you know, maybe this person, the medical people actually, would advise that, you know, maybe this person, we need to come to a certain decision. But that's not where I am. So I was talking about their heart in the physical space. But then also the issue of the heart, it is something that there is a saying that I love so much that talks about the heart, you know, being the locus of physical and spiritual being, which means it is the center. The heart is the center of both the spiritual and the physical being. When you start talking about it in the physical, when you continue talking about it in the physical space, we know that the heart actually, what happens is that there's a sort of connection between the heart and the brain. You know, the brain usually, whatever that happens in the brain, remember previously we were talking about the issue of the body, the soul, and the spirit. And we did indicate that with the soul, we are talking to the issues of the brain and the mind and the heart. So the brain, how it functions is that it sends signals to the heart, you know. And once it sends those signals to the heart, it will cause the heart to pump either faster or slower. You know, now I'm talking about the physical part. And when that happens, you know, it shows how we respond to what is happening externally. So, you know, which means your brain, when you are afraid, it affects your brain. And once it affects your brain, then your heart now reaches what you call a fight and flight response, whereby, you know, your heart now is going to decrease, increase in terms of the heart rate. But then if you are relaxed, then you are experiencing what we call parasympathetic nervous system. It touches that, and that response now it promotes relaxation. So our bodies, how they respond, according to what the brain sends to the heart. So it's important that when you talk about the issues of the heart, we understand that it's difficult to separate the two, because both of them are situated in the soul. So they are the soul issue. So what we think of, in our mind, as the Bible says, I think there's a scripture in Matthew 12:36 that says, what comes out of the person's thought, so speaks, what comes out of a person's heart, so speaks the mouth. So if you need to think about it, then it's in your heart, then think about it, then from there you'll actually start expressing it. So there's a sort of connection between the two, the heart and the brain. So the issue of the heart, as the Bible says, it says we need to guard our heart, for everything we do flows from it. So biblically, when it talks about the heart, it's not a physical heart per se. It's the same heart, but not physical. It's not defining it in a spiritual, in a physical manner, but defines it in the spiritual aspect, whereby it says, in the heart, in our heart, that's where issues of the soul are determined. Everything of the soul is determined in the heart. So a heart is a very, very complex issue. But when you talk about it, you're not only defining it physically, but you're also defining it, in the spiritual realm.
All right, the issues of the heart with Mpos Banyoni right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. As you talk about the brain, it brought another aspect to my attention, that there is the brain and the mind. So the other, but I know it's going to be a topic for another day with regard to how connected are the two. So in essence, these are related to the soul. They are in the soul, or part of the, I don't know how to really.
They are part of the soul. Remember when you talk about the physical, the body. Body is the senses.
Okay.
But then when it comes to the soul, those are the three components of a human being.
Okay.
Every human being has got a body. Every human being has got the soul. Everybody has got the spirit.
Mm.
When you say, may your soul rest in peace when somebody passes on, we are talking about the soul in a sense of the heart and the mind not functioning anymore. And this soul, don't forget that it has been blessed with the Spirit of God. This very soul has been blessed with the Spirit of God. So when you talk about the soul, we're talking about the brain and the mind.
Oh, okay.
The brain, the mind, and the heart. So you were saying earlier on that the issue of the brain or the mind, that are they the same or are they not the same?
Mm.
So when you're talking about the brain, obviously it's the organ that is of the mind.
Okay.
So the mind is in the brain. So the brain is the organ.
The mind is in the brain.
The mind exists in the brain.
Okay. And the heart is in the heart.
So the quality of your mind, it depends on the quality of your brain.
Oh, okay.
Which means when you take care of your brain,
automatically
your mind will function well, won't be dysfunctional.
Oh, okay.
When you take care of your brain, this organ is important. It's important that you feed it with things that are good, because eventually it will determine your mind. That's how the quality. Yeah, it will determine your mind as to how it functions. Whether you have, as the Bible says, you need to have a mind of Christ, not a brain of Christ.
Okay.
So when you feed this brain, when you study the Bible, for instance, you use both the brain. Actually, what you're reading is spiritual. Hence, they say you study the Bible, you don't read it. So as you are reading it, your brain receives it. Remember, your brain has got, and we can talk about the brain on another day. It's a very deeper topic. So that organ in the brain, when you feed it, then it will determine the quality of your mind, your mindset, whether it is positive or it is negative, depending on how you feed that brain. I wonder if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, you do. And then what else in that, Nick, can you share with us about this aspect, the issues of the heart?
So when it comes to issues of the heart of the Godfrey, I wanted to, to be aware or be reminded that issues of the heart are the issues that determine our physical well-being. They determine our relationship. They determine a lot of things about our life. So a person who's not taking care of their heart, you realize that they will struggle spiritually. They will struggle even physically. And you will find it hard to function as a person. The Bible says, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And it further talks, I remember when Christ was actually talking to the disciples at some stage in the book of Mark. That was after Christ, when Christ was busy performing miracles. The disciples were there, the Pharisees were there, and some of the teachers of the word were there. And they started complaining when they realized that the disciples were eating without washing their hands. And when they realized that end, they became concerned and they started complaining that why are the disciples not observing the traditions that were taught by the elders? Why? Because they were concerned about things that were physical more than issues of the heart. And, remember that's the only thing, they didn't know anything about what the disciples were not interested in what the Pharisees were saying because they were following the teachings of Christ. So when they were complaining about them not washing their hands, I mean, so imagine how they do that. They from time to time complain about what is it that we're supposed to be eating? What is it that we're supposed to be eating? So I think this kind of thing would irritate Christ. Then he said to them in chapter 7, verses 14 of Mark. He said, nothing outside a person can defile them by going into them. So anything that is outside, when it goes inside, it does not necessarily defile them. Rather, it is what comes out of the person that defiles them. So, and what comes out of the person are issues of the heart. And as you are reading, as you go down reading the very same chapter, you gave them some parables. You gave them that parable, then the disciples asked, they wanted to know further as to, what do you mean by that? Because, what comes from outside that goes inside doesn't defile a person, but what comes from inside going out defiles a person. Then you better explain to them, it's from within and the evil thought that comes, sexual immorality, issues of theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, envy, arrogance, and the list was long. So those are the issues that make people not function well with other people. Those are issues that make your relationship with God not to be healthy. So issues of the heart are much more important more than anything else. Once your heart is not in a good condition, then you will realize that, people with a lot, how do you determine that a person doesn't have a good heart? That's where, you know, things like, you know, when a person sees, when a person feels, for instance, it comes from issues of the heart. Because that person had envy, they envied something, and they decided that, you know what, I'm going to take it, because of issues of the heart. Issues of the of matter comes from the same space. So what comes from inside, it is the one that matters to God more than what comes from outside that goes inside. So it is very important that from time to time, we check our hearts. Remember David when he said, create in me, O Lord, a brand new heart. And that happened after he met us, he did a letter, because he knew the issue of the heart drove him to commit the adultery that he committed, to a point of killing a person. That was an issue of the heart. So when it comes to the relationship that we have with other people, for them to be healthy, our hearts have to be pure.
So I know that we're about to wrap things up, but I'm really prompted to ask this question of how can we best, you know, take care of our hearts. Like Anzuwa Mona, Gizimala can understand or why would the unalipulemas, he's got a good heart, he's got a bad heart, a wicked heart, and all that. So this, you know, starts to make sense to me to say, Hore, it looks like Kamhuang, the heart is the engine of man, is a character actually of who we really are.
Absolutely. It's the one that determines the character that we have. We see the personality is only physical. But when it comes to the character, it comes from issues of the heart. So coming back to your question as to how can you fix issues of the heart, I think number one, it's important that from time to time, we actually search our hearts. For David to come to a point whereby he said, Lord, creating me a new heart. It means he acknowledged that his behavior was not good. He reflected and looked at his behavior and realized that he did things that he was not supposed to do. And he knew that it came from the heart. So it's important that we acknowledge, we reflect from time to time. And when you reflect, that usually we do it through, you know, when we meditate upon the word of God. When we sit down and start meditating, then we start, you know, God starts revealing things unto us. When you reflect after, you know, every day, I do reflection on a daily basis in the evening, and I'll realize that, shoot, today I didn't speak well with whoever. Today, I mean, it's like I had issues today. I was just agitated. I don't know why. You know, then you go deeper now to ask yourself, what causes this? And you realize that that's the issue of the heart. You know, so when we seek God, God will reveal more about what the condition of our heart is. And it's very important that we try, by all means, that as we search our hearts, we also live according to the word. Because the word of God is the one that seeks our hearts. You know, when the more, like I mentioned earlier on, that when you study the word, it goes, you know, the brain receives it, and your mind starts comprehending the word, then that fixes your heart. That will make your heart to be upright. And, you know, so without studying the word, there's no way that you can have a pure heart. Then the issue of prayer. Spending time in prayer is very important. I can never, ever emphasize how important prayer is. We really need to work on our prayer life. When you pray, let's say somebody has actually, somebody has hurt you, or maybe somebody has, you're not okay because of what somebody said. When you go back to God through prayer, the Lord will give you that peace, and that will be the peace that will be in the heart. And once you receive that peace from the Lord, it will give you joy regardless of what is happening. That's why the Bible says the joy of the Lord surpasses human understanding. You have that joy regardless of what is happening. So when you go back to God in prayer, the Lord will give you that peace because He will help you to forgive. You know, the issues of forgiveness, that's an issue of the heart, of unforgiveness. People who cannot forgive, it's an issue of the heart. That's when a person is not prepared to allow God to work on their heart. So it's very important that we also have some kind of a way of, you know, putting some determining boundaries around what is it that we allow, we allow our hearts to be exposed to, you know, as compared to what is it that will protect our hearts from.
All right, ma'am. Rebotuile, unfortunately, but thank you once again for sharing this powerful information with us. For those who would like to talk with you about this and many other things that you deal with, how can they contact you?
082-859-0009. Thanks.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.